Henry Stephen Danga, a former MP representing Yei County in the National Legislative Assembly, was removed from Parliament to make room for other lawmakers representing various political parties. Danga says after President Kiri dissolved Parliament and later reconstituted it in May, he and other lawmakers were dropped. But then July 2nd, some of the lawmakers were reappointed. 3 days later, he says another decree was issued revoking only his appointment without explanation.
I found myself singled out. This is where I felt really annoyed. I was very annoyed. I said, okay, let them tell me my mistake. If at all I had gone wrong somewhere, they should tell me where they threw the party. And after all, I'm no longer in the army. Number two, I respected all my colleagues, all my bosses, everyone. And I've never broken any law. I'm not like any of those people who run to rebels and come back and so on. This is not my behavior. Then again, the president of the republic himself, Bakir Mayardit, he declared and he made it an order that any elected member should not be tampered with. It's not to be dismissed from the assembly. Only those members who are appointed.
Danga wrote a letter of complaint to the Secretary of Political Affairs in the SPLM party, who checked the names of SPLM lawmakers and found that his name was on the list. He says the secretary told him there are a number of people from other states with the same complaint and that he would write a cover letter on top of Danga's written complaint and forward them to the president's office. Danga says he wrote a separate complaint letter to President Kiri's office and is waiting feedback. He says it doesn't make sense that he should be excluded from the reconstituted parliament as he was elected in 2010.
To be pensioned or I'm dismissed and I'm told the reason, I would willingly accept. But I'm trying my best to go back because it is not my will. My people voted for me in 2010 general elections. Overwhelmingly, I won the elections tremendously. I got 35,000 votes. My second candidate who followed me got 4,500.
Danga says his term in office is supposed to end when the next election is held, which is scheduled to take place in 2023 per the 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement. Galwak Pechdak was a lawmaker in the Unity State Legislative Assembly, elected in 2010, but was appointed to the National Parliament this year following the death of a national lawmaker who represented his area. He says he was surprised to learn he too was dropped from the list of MPs when the president reconstituted parliament in June.
If our constituency is not represented in the National Assembly, and the same community are the one who told me to represent them, and now that is at the end, my name is revoked, and there is nobody from the same community. This is the question I ask. What do we need to know? If they come at any time of any election, will SLM still go to that community looking for a vote from them? This is the question that I think. In due respect, there is an unfair allocation of seats.
Dak is asking President Kiri to reappoint him, saying he believes his dismissal was politically motivated.
Let the president look into the issue of having their competency, and he should also look into the issue of representing these previous defense of the league in the national government, in the state government. Because in the SPLM, we're not represented. All our share, the 5 seats, we belong to the government. Are in the north. We look into these issues should be handled amicably for the future presentation, because if we can decide not to accept any marginalization, that one will not be good for the country.
Deng Mading, the acting SPLM Information Secretary and party spokesperson, says the list of SPLM legislators has already been corrected and that those who were elected in 2010 and omitted earlier by mistake have been reinstated. When asked about Danga and Dak, Mading said they were once SPLM but have since left the party.
People who defected, they have defected to other opposition parties, so they are not our people anymore.
According to the National Election Act 2009, a legislator's term of office is 5 years, but in 2018, the parliament extended the term of office for President Kiri, the vice presidents and all members of parliament for another 3 years. On Wednesday, Makuch Makuch Ngong, the clerk of the assembly, released a statement announcing the swearing-in of all legislators that will take place tomorrow. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.